Welcome back to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, and fishing needs, go to eastport.info. Now let's get this show started.
What is up, everybody? What is up, everybody? How about that? I had the mute button going right there. Welcome back to another edition of Chasing the Tide, your saltwater connection on the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dustin Nichols, and it's a solo episode this time. Been running and gunning. Life can throw some crazy balls your way here and there, you know, throw some crazy things at you. And, you know, we've been having a little bit of a hectic time, you know, around our household, and we're trying to get some stuff settled in. So just been dealing with some family stuff, and just wanted to come on and do a quick update of the May Mixed Bag event, you know, it's been going on, and then talk a little bit about some springtime redfish tactics. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about that new boat, the NAR. Jackson Kayaks just had that released recently. Stoked to be on the development team with that boat, and just picked mine up this past week. A whirlwind trip to Tennessee and back. So yeah, needless to say, it's been busy. Got my son moving back down with us here in Victoria, and you know, we're just transitioning into that and getting that all figured out now, and then back to work on night shifts. Here we go. All right, but yeah, I was wanting to go over. I know a lot of y'all listeners might. See, we had the May Mixed Bag going on. It's an event partnered with, you know, have my Three Bells Outfitters is on board helping out, along with Waterloo Rods, Grande Salt Lures, Texas Rattler, and a Catch. You know, we're going to have some good prizes and stuff going on. We had 13 people sign up. Where'd everybody go? We had more than that last year. Come on. But it's a three trout, two redfish tournament. Aggregate, and there's a big trout pot, and then a blackjack, which nobody has turned in an exactly 21 inch speckled trout. There's three little grab bags up there, but we'll kick it off with a biggest speckled trout. Man, my man Connor Wathen over there in Northeast Florida came in hot with a 29 inch trout, took the lead real quick. I had put up a 24 and a half pretty early on in the tournament, and he came in with that 29 and just waylaid me. Pow! You know, Robert Bizaki over there in Central Florida, Titusville area, just posted a 25-inch fish today. So there's a couple good fish. Travis Price has a 22.5 on the board. Looking pretty good. You know, I've caught some good fish here recently, a couple 24s and stuff, and then you know what? We're pre-fishing for a tournament. I didn't even have my board with me, and that's pretty dang crazy, because those could have went towards my aggregate, because I need to put one more up. So I would have culled two fish for that. So yeah. But yeah, Robert Bizaki's off to a big start right now. He's got some speckled trout that are nice, you know. He's got 23s and 24s, 25. He's got a couple nice redfish. He's got 132.25 total. He's sitting in first place with that. I'm sitting in second with 108. I still have one fish to add to my speckled trout. I'm going to have two trout for 46.25, and I have my two redfish at 61.75. I have one of my redfishes pegged out at 32 inches. Pretty stoked on that. Slammed the weight bait the other day, so good stuff on that. Travis Price rounding up in third place right now with 100.5 inches, 57.75 on his three trout, 42.75 on his two redfish. Connor Wathen is in fourth place with three speckled trout, 78.5 inches. He's definitely got a solid total right there. And he's got a 20.5 inch redfish. He needs two more redfish, and he's at 99 inches with that. He puts up two 25 inch redfish, he's going to have a solid total and take over the lead pretty dang quick. Rolando Sanchez down in the south, down in the valley. He's got two redfish for 56.5 inches. And, he's got his trout, two trout for, 36.75 inches. Joel Smith in sixth place with 24.5-inch redfish and a 17.5-inch speckled trout, and Michael Fiorenza with one 28.75-inch redfish on the board, and Gordy Ashburn, Panhandle brother over there with a 21.25-inch redfish. So yeah, that's who's all on the board right now. You know, we're heating up. We still got, you know, over half the month to go. So it should be pretty cool. And, you know, I look forward to see some better fish on the board too coming in. Hopefully I can upgrade a trout and fill that last slot here tomorrow. You know, we have been on some pretty good fish. So hopefully it's going to pan out and the tournament will go away. We'll be fishing the Midcoast Smackdown. And the next time we come on the show, we'll kind of let y'all know how we went. We've got a good group of guys that's going to fish that tournament. My partner, Mike Fiorenza, and then Kevin Wills and Travis Price is tagging along on that one. Four-man kayak team. It's a $2,500 guaranteed payout. So it should be good times. Three trout, two redfish, and one flounder stringer aggregate weight. And then there's some big fish pots. I don't know if we're pulled in with the boats or not, but we shall see. But yeah, just wanted to give everybody an update on the May mixed bag event put on by Paddle and Fin and Three Bills. And we're going to get in and talk a little bit about, I just want to bring up some key baits this time of year with the menhaden and the smaller shad in the marsh and the small shrimp. Just want to kind of talk about that, kind of share some of my tactics with everybody. You know, we get some questions all the time about, hey, what should I throw this? And, you know, what should I throw in these conditions? Well, springtime, you know, you're dealing with wind. And right now we've had one of the windiest springs we've had in many, many, many years here in Texas. I mean, it has blown 20 plus non-stop. Just little windows in the mornings and stuff, and just take advantage of them while you can. That's one thing you can guarantee in the spring, the wind is going to blow. Oh, and one thing I do like to find and search out is windblown shorelines when the wind is blowing. And one thing you cannot beat on a windblown shoreline is a solid popping cork and a shrimp imitation, either the grindy salt kicking shrimp, gulp, or whatever you might have. Especially when they're not showing themselves, the fish aren't showing themselves, and you got wind pushing bait to shorelines, you're going to take advantage of ambush points, cutouts in the grass, marsh drains, you know, and use those pop corks to call the fish in. You know, they're schools of fish that are actively feeding, you know, they're pushing all the bait along the grass lines and everything, and they're balling up the bait over there. If you can't see them, actively see them, it's a good idea to go ahead and use that pop cork as a search bait. Also, you know, a wake bait, running it under those, you can get it down a little deeper and run it under those, under that chop. And that's a great search bait around grass flats and structures. Excuse me here. Sorry. And, you know, you can cover a lot of water with a wake bait, and you'll get a lot of reaction strikes out of a wake bait that you might not have gotten from something else. There's a lot of different brands out there. You know, there's the Strike Pro Hunchback, which I have on my rod all the time. Berkeley makes a wake bull, 6-inch, got some good stuff, the movement and the speed wake. And then Lucky Strike has one, and there's a few other out there that you can come across and use. They all serve the same purpose. They very shallow running, surface walking crankbait, makes a lot of racket. Most of them have one ball bearing in there, and it just makes a redfish mad. You can usually get a reaction strike out of it pretty good. You know, don't hesitate, you know, to, you know, pause that bait every now and then. Definitely throw it in ambush points around structure, shell, pilings, bulkheads, anything like that where fish could be holding to cover. Those are great baits. I love throwing a wake bait. I've done really well with them in the springtime. Just want to share that with everybody. You know, spoons on the grass flats this time of year, you know, there's some bait fish present that profile tends to look, you know, like a quarter ounce spoon. So, you know, match the hatch again. A lot of fish on the flats in Laguna right now. I'm sure it's similar in other areas. You know, you can't do anything wrong with a spoon. You know, you could throw it out there and burn it in. You can throw it out there, pause it, add a couple twitches here and there. Reel it straight in. You're going to catch fish. Kill it in the potholes, the cutouts in the grass and everything, grass edges. You know, you really can do no wrong with that. So it's an old standby that's been proven through and through. It's been around longer than you have. You know, the old Johnson Silver minnow. You can't Can't go wrong with that. I mean, there's a ton of other brands out there. I'm very partial to Texas Rattlers, Rattling Spoon. I've definitely earned some keep from me. I've cashed some checks with that one, man. It's definitely calls them in. You know, and then there's some resin poured ones. Nacho's Daddy Spoons makes in. They have an Alta, also have a built-in rattle. Also, you know, and it just Rattling Spoons, you know, sometimes they key in on that vibration and that noise. It's just a big plus, along with, you know, the jig heads too. Anytime I'm throwing a soft plastic, I'm going to have one of them rattling jig heads tied on to help them key into something about that little deadly little tick in them rattles. All good. Yeah, so spoons, man. Old standby, been around. Can't go wrong with one of them this time of year. Another one on the flats, you know, four round structure and grass is a chatterbait. You know, a lot of people do not, key in on that as much. You know, it's big. Vibrating jig's big on the bass side, but it has a, you can cut the skirt down and get a little smaller profile, add a little small paddle tail to the back of it, and get a pretty cool action. Or you can add a crawfish imitation to it. And when you slow roll it on the bottom on mud flats, it kind of looks like a crab scurrying away with those, with a crawfish imitation. It definitely is a pretty cool looking bait. You can burn it, you can kill it and rip it, deflect it off the shell and all kind of stuff, you know. Chatterbaits are pretty dang awesome this time of year, on the flats, around structure, in the marsh, around ambush points. Definitely get slammed. Also, just like a wake bait, they're going to draw in some cool reaction strikes for sure. And another one, you know, I want to get in on, when conditions allow, top water walking bait. You know, you might have to downsize a little bit this time of year, maybe throw the Boyo or the Spook Junior, or the smaller Skidderwalk or Top Dog Junior, you know, with those smaller shad menhaden this time of year. But you can't really go wrong with that. It's get the heart racing, you know, when it's blasted by a solid fish. You know, it's tough to beat a topwater bite. You know, a slow walk the dog cadence with the paws here and there will draw some strikes this time of year, along with, grass lines targeting the end, listen to fish actively feeding. And present it to them, you know, or if you're just drifting a shoreline, just blind casting along to the high percentage, high target areas. Don't hesitate to do that. The more time that lure spends in the water, the more time you got to catch fish, especially if you're not actively seeing fish feeding. You know, you might see some bait and stuff getting blown up here and there, but, you know, in between that, you know, I keep the lure in the water. It increases your chances of catching fish. My go-to is a head and one knocker, you know, and if I do have to downsize, I will go to Spook Junior or the Boyo on very calm conditions. Just like, you know, sometimes they just don't want to take that top water. You know, it might be a little shallower, so they might short strike it or do some weird stuff. So that's when I'll follow up with a soft plastic or a wake bait. Usually do pretty good. So, yeah, good stuff there. There's plenty of baits, you know, that you can throw this time of year, especially as the grass isn't growing up too high yet. One of those is Texas Custom Lures makes a lure called the Double D, and it does swim down to about a foot and a half, and it suspends and floats up very so slowly, but it's got a nice little rattle in there. They got some great colors, along with their corkies and all that good stuff, custom corkies. But yeah, the Double D is definitely a tool in my arsenal this time of year, especially that Pearl Harbor color with the gold. Yeah, just the redfish key in on gold for some reason this time of year. And it's just, I've just always done real well. Gold spoons, gold sided, Double D, you know, the Pearl Harbor with the gold. And then, you know, the pistachio one also does pretty good this time of year. I like that color a lot. You know, I will have those two in my box all the time. And then a little darker one, you know, for if the water's a little stained or something. But yeah, you can't go wrong with them, man. It's just tough. Burn and pause over the sand pockets. They just come out of nowhere and just about rip the rod out your hand. It's pretty dang cool. Same thing, you know, going back, circling around, you know, I said follow up with a soft plastic on your topwater fishing. But yeah, that's a good bait too this time of year, is a smaller downsized soft plastic on a smaller jig head, 8 ounce jig head, presented, you know, to fish that are pushing down a shoreline, or, you know, you've seen one blow up and you kind of throw in there, you see one tail and throw it at them, you know, along with a smaller bugs jig or something like that. Small soft plastics are kind of tough to beat too, with a hatch as small as they are right now, 2 to 3 inches. So pretty good thing to have in your arsenal. You know, there's quite a few baits there that all pay off in dividends, you know, in the right moment. So just, you know, fish the conditions and fish the what the fish want, you know, figure out what the fish want and go from there. Hopefully all that will help you out. It's pretty dang cool getting on the water and just and experiencing what those fish do. And just sometimes it's just cool to sit back and watch them and just observe. I know it takes a lot of restraint to not cast over there and catch them, but there's a lot of times I find when I'm just I just like to sit back and watch them and see how the fish are moving and working together and pushing the bait and feeding and just how they act. Even sometimes when they're just a few that might just be swimming by you and they don't even see you and they're just like just like la-di-da, just not a care in the world. And then you throw that little soft plastic in front of their face and then they pow, they just slam it. So, good stuff. I hope some of that stuff can help y'all. Like I said, you know, this is just a short episode, me catching up with the May Mix bag. I just wanted to share a couple of my, redfish tactics and baits for this time of year. Those can transition to all your waters across, you know, the Gulf Coast, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, all that good stuff, wherever the redfish roam. So with that, we're going to talk a little bit about the Jackson Guyatt Gnar. Talked about baits, talked about the May Mix bag a little bit. So we're going to jump on in and talk about the Gnar. You know, the Gnar had been in development for quite some time. You know, there was a group of us team members on Jackson that got together and with Jameson Redding, who's our fishing brand director of fishing, our brand manager for Jackson. And, you know, it just, everything came together with team input, which was really cool. It's a really cool concept for a company to take its team members that are actively on the water and actively in the kayaks and wanting our input. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then to be asked, that was just like a, you know, it was a pretty cool, it definitely was like, wow, I'm going to be involved in making a kayak, which is pretty dang neat. You know, some of my ideas, you know, might go up into this, you know, color schemes and different things, tackle storage and different things like that. But yeah, what we ended up with was the Gnar. It's a big water boat, lots of rocker. It cuts through the waves so well. You know, I've been in it quite a few times and fished in it earlier in the year in pre-production models. Well, late last year in December. Coming up for Road Trip Angler, Jameson Redding's new show. Hopefully be premiering this summer on the Bali Sports Network. I'm sure we'll have some links and stuff to share with that also after it's released on TV. So stoked about that. Got a fish out of the Gnar then, and then I just picked mine up this past week. Got the foot control steering. What was really cool is that that's what we asked, that it be ready to accept motors easily, in which it does. It's got a four-hole mount in the bow. It's got a flat spot on the bow if you want to add a bow mount trolling motor or something. But it's there's little kickouts that are pre-formed on the kayak that you just have to drill in and add your tubing to run your foot control steering for your Torquedo, which is pretty awesome. It took me about an hour to do everything and have it set up and ready to go. And I was gone. I ran over to Coleto Creek Reservoir, which is near my house, and got on the water and messed around with it. I still have to adjust a few things, the trim and some other stuff here on the motor, but definitely was exceeding my expectations. The Flex Drive Mark IV, the new upgrade to the Flex Drive system, the newest one, definitely smooth and quiet. Definitely a big step in the right direction. A lot of engineering and work went into that one. Definitely a big upgrade for sure. But man, that boat has some room in the cockpit. Definitely handles waves and chop really well. You know, everything about it is pretty dang neat, from the little tackle storage box that comes with it to the areas, the hatch that'll accept 100 amp hour battery in the back. You have a little area up front to put your battery up front if you want to, or you got room for a storage bag. You'll have tie down points for a fish bag up front. And making a comeback. There's a bait whale scupper in the tank whale, just like the Kraken had. If you want to run an offshore, you know, bait tank and you're offshore chasing big fish and blue water, you can have a recirculator, you know, and pump fresh water into there and keep your bait alive and fresh. So, yeah, good stuff from Jackson. You know, where I'm sure the marketing has been going around the clock on that. So, I'm sure you're seeing it out there. They are arriving at dealers right now, and they are going fast. So, pretty cool to be part of that process. You know, it was an honor to be asked. You know, and I just, there's lots of stuff on that boat. Y'all get on there and check, check the Jackson Kayak YouTube channel out and see the complete walkthroughs from Jameson. I have some stuff going up on Instagram and stuff here and there, you know, and we'll have some content and stuff coming out, fishing some tournaments out of it pretty soon. So we'll be checking that out. I'll be sharing that with y'all, sharing all the info y'all need to hear on that boat. If you're in the area in Texas, around my area, go check out Roy's Bait Tackle, and they should be having some soon. I know FTU has some in stock right now. Also, Fishing Tackle Unlimited, go give them a look. Three Bells, definitely go check them out online. There's a lot of cool stuff on there, on that site. A lot of cool kayak accessories and everything from all the major brands, and they will have some NARS in the house. So I got some listeners up there, up north, or you want to order through them and have it delivered and shipped, check out Three Bells. All good. Yep, appreciate everything. I always say, wouldn't be possible without all the listeners, you know. Thank y'all for watching Chasing the Tide. Always, you know, I'm sorry this is a short episode. Thanks for watching and listening. You know, we appreciate everything, all the feedback, all the interaction with everybody. So, yeah, big kudos to everybody out there in podcast land. I hope I didn't mess y'all up too bad coming in solo on this one. But, yeah, you know, I like to ramble on and stuff too. But, yeah, we'll keep it short and sweet now. Yeah, thanks for everybody for listening. We appreciate all of y'all. And we will see y'all on the next episode. All right.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Fin. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures. Your Midwest premier paddle sports destination, go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today.